Good evening. This is Akashvani and I'm Naresh Mago with the news at 9. The headlines. BJP returns to power in Delhi after 27 years, defeating incumbent Aam Aadmi Party. Bags 48 seats in 70-member Legislative Assembly. Prime Minister Narendra Modi thanks people of Delhi for resounding and historic mandate to BJP. Says country today is opting for a policy of contentment over appeasement. Prime Minister assures world-class urban infrastructure for national capital. Prominent winners in Delhi Assembly polls include Parvesh Sahib Singh, Vijender Gupta, Kapil Mishra of BJP and Aam Aadmi Party's Atishi and Somdath. Senior Aam Aadmi Party leaders Arvind Kejriwal, Manish Sisodia and Saurabh Bharadwaj, Congress's Sandeep Dixit and BJP's Ramesh Bidhuri are among notable losers. Hamas frees three more Israeli hostages for 183 Palestinian prisoners in fifth swap under Gaza ceasefire deal. And in Indian Super League football, Hyderabad FC beat Mohammedan SC 3-1 in Hyderabad. The Bharatiya Janata Party, BJP, has registered a decisive victory in Delhi Assembly election, returning to power after 27 years by defeating the incumbent Aam Aadmi Party, AAP. The BJP won 48 seats in the 70-member Legislative Assembly, while the AAP bagged 22 seats. The third contender, Congress, has been completely wiped out in the polls after failing to win even a single seat. A party winning more than the halfway mark of 35 seats forms the government in the national capital. Prominent winners from the BJP include Parvesh Sahib Singh from New Delhi, Vijender Gupta from Rohini, Kapil Mishra from Karawal Nagar, Tarvinder Singh Marwa from Jangpura, Manjinder Singh Sirsa from Rajouri Garden, Arvinder Singh Lovely from Gandhinagar, Shikha Roy from Greater Kailash, and Harish Khurana from Motinagar. Prominent successful AAP candidates include Atishi from Kalkaji, Somdath from Sadar Bazar, Gopal Rai in Babarpur, Virender Singh Kadian from Delhi Cant, Kuldeep Kumar in Kondli seat, Jarnail Singh in Tilak Nagar seat, Imran Hussain in Balli Maran, and Sahiram from Tughlaqabad. The notable faces who lost include senior AAP leaders Arvind Kejriwal, Manish Sisodia and Saurabh Bharadwaj, and Durgesh Pathak, Awadh Ojha and Jitinder Singh Shanti, Congress's Sandeep Dixit and BJP's Ramesh Bidhuri and Rajkumar Anand. In the by-elections, BJP's Chandrabhanu Paswan has won from the Milkipur Assembly constituency in Uttar Pradesh. Chandira Kumar, VC of Dravida Munnetra Kadagam DMK, has won the by-poll in Erode East Assembly constituency in Tamil Nadu. We now go over live to our correspondent, Suparna Saikia, for more updates. Suparna, how do you analyze BJP's victory in the national capital?
Yes, Naresh, lotus has bloomed all over Delhi. BJP has clinched a historic victory here after 27 years. And on the other hand, Aam Aadmi Party's reign of over a decade has come to an end. Performance of Congress has been dismal as the party has yet again failed to open its account for the third consecutive time. Naresh, BJP's Parvesh Verma and Tarvinder Singh Marwa have emerged as giant slayers this time. Parvesh Verma won the New Delhi seat by defeating AAP convener Arvind Kejriwal by over 4,000 votes. And Tarvinder Singh Marwa narrowly defeated AAP leader Manish Sisodia by around 700 votes in Jangpura. In the last assembly polls, AAP had bagged 62 seats and BJP had won in 8 constituencies. BJP's landslide victory is being attributed to Prime Minister Narendra Modi's guarantee. The Union Budget 2025, which focused on the middle class, also seems to have won people over. And this time, people in the national capital opted for a double engine sarkar. On the other hand, rising pollution, poor condition of roads, garbage issues, alleged liquor scam against AAP leaders, these all seem to have turned the people away from voting for AAP this time. Back to you, Naresh.
Thank you, Suparna, for bringing this exhaustive update for our listeners. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has thanked the people of Delhi for giving the mandate to the BJP in Delhi Assembly polls. Addressing party workers at party headquarters in the national capital this evening, he emphasized that the country today is opting for a policy of contentment over appeasement. He asserted that the youth born in the 21st century will now see BJP's good governance in Delhi for the first time.
दिल्ली की युवा पीढ़ी 21वीं सदी में पैदा हुए साथी, अब पहली बार दिल्ली में भाजपा का सुशासन देखेंगे। आज के नतीजे दिखाते हैं कि भाजपा की डबल इंजन सरकार के लिए देश में कितना भरोसा।
The Prime Minister assured that after BJP's victory, Delhi will witness world-class urban infrastructure now. He said today's Delhi Assembly poll results are indicative of the trust the country has in BJP's double-engine government.
साथियों, आज दिल्ली की जनता ने साफ कर दिया है कि दिल्ली की असली मालिक सिर्फ और सिर्फ दिल्ली की जनता है।
Hitting out at the Aam Aadmi Party, the Prime Minister claimed that the anti-graft party turned out to be corrupt. Mr. Modi thanked the Delhiites for imposing their trust on the party to take the national capital to newer heights.
Delhi, ek Bharat Shreshth Bharat ke vichar ko jeeti hai, jaan se jeeti hai.
Addressing the gathering, BJP President JP Nadda said the results of Delhi Assembly polls show that Prime Minister Narendra Modi resides in the hearts of Delhiites.
मैं पार्टी की ओर से दिल्ली की जनता को बहुत बहुत आभार प्रकट करता हूँ। ये नतीजे स्पष्ट संदेश देते हैं कि दिल्ली के दिल में मोदी बसता है।
Talking to the media, Delhi BJP President Virendra Sachdeva said the party's victory in Delhi Assembly polls is the victory of Prime Minister Narendra Modi's leadership, development and trust.
बदलाव का अगर कोई नाम है तो श्रीमान नरेंद्र मोदी हैं, क्योंकि दिल्ली की जनता ने विकास का हाथ थामा है, मोदी जी का हाथ थामा है, और दिल्ली की जनता ने बताया है कि दिल्ली को विकसित भारत की विकसित राजधानी बनाना है तो मोदी के साथ चलना है। इसलिए इस जीत का अगर कोई श्रेय जाता है तो हमारे कार्यकर्ताओं के साथ माननीय प्रधानमंत्री जी को जाता है।
Aam Aadmi Party's national convener Arvind Kejriwal has said that the party has accepted the result of Delhi Assembly polls and also respects the mandate given by the people. He also extended wishes to Bharatiya Janata Party for its victory.
आज दिल्ली के चुनाव के नतीजे आए हैं और जनता का जो भी निर्णय है उसे हम पूरी विनम्रता के साथ स्वीकार करते हैं। जनता का निर्णय सर माथे पर। मैं भारतीय जनता पार्टी को इस जीत के लिए बहुत बहुत बधाई देता हूं और मैं उम्मीद करता हूं कि जिस उम्मीद के साथ और जिस आशा के साथ लोगों ने उनको बहुमत दिया है वो उन सभी उम्मीदों और आशाओं पे पूरा उतरेंगे।
Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge has stated that the party tried to create an atmosphere in the public's interest, but the public did not give Congress the mandate in Delhi. Senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi also said that his party accepts the mandate of Delhi with humility. In a social media post, Mr. Gandhi thanked all Congress workers in Delhi for their dedication. He added that the fight against pollution, inflation and corruption will continue. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is set to embark on a crucial visit to France and the United States from Monday. Mr. Modi will co-chair the Artificial Intelligence AI Action Summit with French President Emmanuel Macron in Paris. Our correspondent covering the Prime Minister's upcoming visit has filed a report.
India and France share a dynamic economic relationship with trade, investment and industrial partnerships playing a crucial role. Over 700 French companies operate in India, contributing to economic growth and job creation. Indian companies are expanding their presence in France, particularly in IT and manufacturing sectors. Artificial intelligence and digital technology are emerging as new frontiers in economic collaboration. Kumar Ananda, President of the Chambers of Commerce and Industries France-India, says the economic relationship between the two countries is expanding beyond traditional sectors.
The trade between the two countries, the future probably it's more brighter, I hope, for the two countries for two reasons. One is that French companies that are today in India, it's growing. We are in the range of 1,000. It will continue to grow. And on the other side, I think Indian companies are more and more looking to France.
As India and France continue to build on their strong economic foundation, this visit marks a significant step in deepening their trade ties and enhancing global collaboration in emerging technologies. Rajadurai, Akashvani News, Paris.
From France, the Prime Minister will head to Washington for his first meeting with U.S. President Donald Trump since his second term inauguration in January this year. Our correspondent reports that during the Prime Minister's visit, bilateral talks will cover trade, defense collaboration, and immigration issues, with India expected to push for a more structured and humane approach to immigration concerns. Israel has released 183 Palestinian prisoners as part of a broader exchange for Israeli hostages held in Gaza. Israel has begun releasing Palestinian prisoners after Hamas freed three Israeli hostages in the fifth swap under Gaza's ceasefire deal. The prisoners released today include individuals with various charges, from involvement in militant attacks to those arrested without trial since Hamas's October 7, 2023 attack. The Israeli government, in a statement, acknowledged the release of the prisoners as part of an effort to continue the de-escalation process, though officials emphasized that the release of Palestinian prisoners should not be seen as an overall shift in Israel's policy toward the Gaza Strip and Hamas. Khel Mahakumbh, a celebration of sports and culture, is being organized in Sangam, Prayagraj. The sports festival celebrates traditional sports and promotes a sense of sportsmanship among athletes nationwide. Our correspondent reports that athletes from 28 states and 8 union territories are taking part in this Khel Mahakumbh, which began on the 6th of February.
The 7-day Khel Mahakumbh features traditional and a range of contemporary sports such as kabaddi, wrestling, kho-kho, archery and yoga. Former Union Minister Anurag Thakur today attended the Khel Mahakumbh at Prayagraj. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Thakur stated that the government's priority is to elevate traditional sport to an international level and it is consistently working towards the goal. He said that several Indian traditional games have the potential to be incorporated in international events such as the Olympics, Asian Games and Commonwealth Games.
भारत अगर सही मायने में प्रयास करे तो एक नहीं भारत के अनेक ट्रेडिशनल गेम्स दुनिया के इंटरनेशनल गेम्स में आ सकते हैं.
Several athletes from across the nation are displaying their abilities in different traditional games during this Khel Mahakumbh. The event is an excellent platform to support indigenous sports of the country and develop young talent. Aman Yadav, Akashvani News, Prayagraj.
In some more sports news, in the Indian Super League ISL football, Hyderabad FC defeated Mohammedan SC by 3-1 at the GMC Balayogi Athletic Stadium in Hyderabad this evening. The Hyderabad strikers showcased a dominant performance, finding the target in the 24th, 45th and 90th minutes of the match. Mohammedan SC scored the only goal of the match in the 78th minute. Meanwhile, another match of the day between Chennai in FC and East Bengal FC is underway at the Vivekananda Yuva Bharati Kriyadangan in Kolkata. ISRO Chairman Dr. V. Narayanan announced today that the Indian space program has made remarkable progress at a pace unmatched by any other country. Speaking at the inaugural Aero India International Seminar in Bengaluru, Dr. Narayanan highlighted that the Indian space program began as late as 1962, with its first rocket launch taking place in 1975. Since then, the Indian space program has taken an upward trajectory with many milestones in its legacy. Information and Broadcasting Ministry today organized the XR Creator Hackathon Delhi Meetup at Noida. The Ministry of INB, in association with Waves 2025 and the Create in India Challenge, has organized the XR Creator Hackathon Delhi Meetup. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. BJP returns to power in Delhi after 27 years, defeating incumbent Aam Aadmi Party, bags 48 seats in 70-member Legislative Assembly. Prime Minister Narendra Modi thanks people of Delhi for a resounding and historic mandate to BJP, says country today is opting for a policy of contentment over appeasement. Prime Minister assures world-class urban infrastructure for national capital. Prominent winners in Delhi Assembly polls include Parvesh Sahib Singh, Vijender Gupta, Kapil Mishra of BJP and Arts Satishi and Somdat. Senior AAP leaders Arvind Kejriwal, Manish Sisodia and Saurabh Bharadwaj, Congress's Sandeep Dixit and BJP's Ramesh Bidhudi are among notable losers. Hamas frees three more Israeli hostages for 183 Palestinian prisoners in fifth swap under Gaza ceasefire deal. And in Indian Super League football, Hyderabad FC beat Mohammedan SC 3-1 in Hyderabad. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.